Hello, everyone, and welcome into another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter at @CallahanOnAir. And while you're there, please click the link in my bio that'll take you to our Talking Puck Discord. Join up, become a member, and feel free to talk about any and every hockey-related topic you want. Sometimes we even go off the beaten path, and that's just fine. We hope you could be there and be a part of a growing hockey community. Well, right now, most of the hockey community is in the off season. Boy, is that weird to say as we're into the early part of November here. But the question remains, when are we going to start things back up? I think if we had the answer to that, most of us would probably be making some kind of plans to do something at some point. Well, the NBA may have an answer to that question as soon as Thursday. They're talking about a December 22nd restart that'll include games on Christmas Day, a 72-game schedule, and it will finish before the Summer Olympics in mid-July. This is according to a report on ESPN.com. That approval is expected to come from both the player side and the ownership side by Thursday at some point, maybe Friday at the latest, but probably Thursday. So if that happens, training camps will start December 1st. They're going to be off and running 72 games instead of 82 games, and they're going to get the whole season in by the time the summer rolls around and the Tokyo Games hit. Why? Because they estimate it's worth between $500 million and $1 billion in short and long-term revenues to the league and its players. So when you look at that, and you hear those numbers, and look, the National Hockey League is not going to have that kind of TV take. They're not going to be able to talk about $1 billion out of a season, but the losses are significant the fewer games you play. And we've heard, and Vegas Golden Knights owner Bill Foley is probably one of the most outspoken owners and is not afraid to say what he's thinking. He's talked about a February 1st start, 48-game season, maybe 56. That would give you enough time to get those in if you started that late. But the NBA is pushing some buttons here because they're retaining almost their full season and they're going to get as much media dollars as they can. And the NHL, quite frankly, is going to miss out on that. Now, it's a little different with the NHL having seven teams in Canada as opposed to, you know, just one for the NBA, the Toronto Raptors. The NBA could ostensibly relocate them to the United States for a little while. The border, remember, Canada-US is closed until at least January 1, 2021. Well, we're not there yet, which is why there's been the rampant speculation of a Canadian division. And the thinking is, at least to start the year, if not longer, that Canadian division would exist. And the other divisions might play amongst themselves for a little while. But the NHL wants to play 82 games. The Players Association wants to play 82 games. Owners would love to have 41 home games with butts in seats and all the revenue that goes along with it. But we don't know if we can do that. We don't know if we'll have vaccines available. We don't know if we'll have the ability to safely host those contests, not only for staff and for players and for hockey ops, but also the fans. You have an obligation, too, to the fans. They're the ones paying your salary, after all. But the question becomes, all right, at what point are you losing too much money? There was even a tiny little undercurrent, and I can kind of guess which owners it was, who basically said they would lose less money by not playing at all this year. Now, Gary Bettman squashed that. He wants to play this year. He wants to have a season. I believe the NHL will have a season this year. To not have one would be disastrous. The money that you lose from not having a season, as the league found out in 2004-05 when they killed the entire year just to get labor stability, I don't think you can do that. You couldn't do it again. But so I wonder, does this reignite the fire in the National Hockey League to figure out a way to start the season sooner? To figure out a way to get players into camp, start playing some games, get answers to questions that, quite frankly, we just don't have yet and are probably going to take time. But will they be able to do it? Will they be able to fire this up, play more games? Would you rather, as an owner, have a 72-game season with more games on TV and no fans, or 48-game season with limited fans and obviously, you know, 24 fewer games on television? That's the real question here. And each team makes a different amount off their regional TV deal. The national TV deal certainly helps. And the expectation is that the next time around in the TV deal, it will be very lucrative for the NHL, but it's still not under the old contract. as the old contract kind of sputters towards its end. It's not that it's a cheap contract. Don't get me wrong. The Canadian revenue is insane off of this deal for the National Hockey League, but that's seven teams. And that doesn't necessarily help, especially for teams in markets where TV ratings aren't good. So I wonder, does the league now try to push for a little bit quicker restart? It appears this is going to happen for the NBA. By the end of the week, we will have an answer. Does the NHL put its foot down and try to do the same? That's it for this Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast. If you like what you hear, please subscribe, like, follow along, do whatever you need to. Talking Puck TV still on hiatus, but Mike Haynes and I will return once we figure out when training camp and all that fun stuff is going to come back. We will be there with you as well. In the meantime, please check out my new project. I'm the editor-in-chief of VegasHockeyNow.com. And even if you're not a Vegas Golden Knights fan, every day I'm dropping a Daily Links column. And, you know, there's all kinds of fun stuff in there. Interesting stuff like the letter Brendan Shanahan wrote himself after a disappointing finish at the 1998 Olympics when he missed the shootout tying goal. There was a great conversation with him. I've got that story linked in there and all sorts of other fun things. Plus, in one of my recent Tom's Dailies, I had a link to a book that if you are a jersey or a team logo, nickname, colors, anything nerd like I am, if you love the origin stories, you're going to want to pick up this book when it comes out, and it comes out this week. Go ahead and just read up on the link for that one. And hey, if anybody's shopping early for Christmas, feel free to send me a copy of that. So, all right, everybody, thank you so much for being here. That'll do it for Talking Puck. And I am Tom Callahan. We will talk to you next time. Stay safe out there.